Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Junkies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle. And Jason Bishop, going to get back into the Commanders' second preseason game. And really what you've seen through two games. And I'm wondering if your opinions have changed. Or what are you thinking about this team overall 2 weeks in? I will say before the preseason started, we each had predictions of how the team would fare. I have them going 8-9 or 7-10, I'd have to check. I don't know that it's changed. I've been impressed with Jaden, but I do think the questions remain at wide receiver. We spent some time talking about the second receiver. They definitely have a huge question mark at kicker, and that could end up costing them a game or two in the regular season. And then I don't know if the defense is going to be able to get to the opposing quarterbacks. But you got to like what you've seen from Jaden Daniels. A cynic would say he, you know, averaged 6.5 yards per pass attempt this week. They were short passes.
I think that's pretty short-sighted.
He had good ball placement.
I think he's just managed everything very, very well. Look, you'd like to have seen maybe a few more scores, some more points. So it's a little bit, you know, you're maybe a little unsettled there. But by and large, I think our quarterback situation, I feel great about, as good as you could feel at this point. Running back situation, Brian Robinson has impressed me. I got to give him a hat tip because I've been a little underwhelmed with him. But this preseason looks great. Eckler is the unknown. If Eckler, he's the X factor. Because if he's the Eckler of a couple years ago, I mean, you're talking about a dynamic player. And then the receivers, even though there hasn't been a clear-cut sort of number two guy jump out at you, I do think they have plenty of guys there that can run the routes, that can catch the ball, move the football. Tight end is good. The only question is the O-line, but Jaden's going to help that O-line a lot. by getting rid of the ball quickly.
And so I think the designed runs are going to put defenses on their heels.
Totally. So I think offensively, this may sound crazy because we're 0-2 and we didn't really score any points in the preseason, really. I think offensively, we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine.
They have 10 points in Jaden's three drives, and it should be 13 if the guy makes the field goal.
I think the offensive line is a concern. I think the secondary is a concern.
Secondary, I'm concerned about.
Kicker, obviously, we'll see what happens there. Concern. And after McLaurin, you know, you just, like you said, just have a bunch of guys.
Yeah, a bunch of guys, but I think they can do it.
Are you more or less optimistic about the season, or are you about the same?
I haven't changed.
I'm about the same.
Yeah, I haven't changed.
I'm about the same.
Would you predict 7 wins?
Yeah, I got them at 7.
I mean, that's fine. That's a low.
I think the first month and a half will be telling. I think it's going to be difficult for an entirely new roster with a rookie quarterback and possibly a rookie left tackle. I think it's going to be difficult for 6 weeks. If they can come out of that 3-3, that's pretty darn good.
Jason has them at 7. I have them at 8, and you have them at 9 with the asterisk that you want to say 11
more. He wants to put 10.
I want to pick more.
All right, let's go to the phones. You want to chime in. 800-636-1067.
Play the music, Valdez. Come on, I'm fired up. I like what I'm seeing.
We talked about Jaden's play specifically earlier in the show, and if you look at our poll today, most people are giving him A-, B+. I gave him an A-, and I don't even really know why.
I gave him an A.
Because he didn't slide. I don't know. He threw a lot of sideways passes, but you got to like what you've seen from Jaden. But overall, it's not like I'm blown away by the team. It's hard to be blown away when you're not scoring that much. Jeff Driscoll actually jumped out at me, but he's not going to play this year.
Driscoll jumped out at me both times. That's going to be a hard cut.
Yeah. Maybe they cut Mariota. They said Driscoll beat him out.
Mariota hasn't done much.
He didn't play in this game.
All right, let's go to Jose in Miami. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are you fired up? I know I'm fired up, and we're freaking 0-2. Jose, what's up, bud?
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up?
So I was actually at the game on Saturday. My buddy gave me tickets. I took my son. A couple observations that I had. I thought the pace that Jaden had behind his balls when he threw the sideline was great.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he could get it there easy. His run, I thought, was the most impressive. I mean, when I say it was effortless, how he was able to get to the side and just move past guys, mm-hmm. and he didn't look like he was even trying. And that was just one run. I think he's going to be so dangerous with his legs. The thing that concerned me the most was, I think, the kicking. I think, you know, the league now, with the fact that, you know, we're going to be missing extra points. We're going to have to start. I think the most important thing, we're going to have to start going for it on fourth down, especially when we're, you know, in that 40, 30-yard range. If they're going to have to change their play calling, that's going to affect us even more, especially in close games. And I know we're going to lose at least two or three games because if they can't figure out the kicking.
Right. No, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Thank you, Jose. Appreciate it, buddy. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
He does almost seem to glide on the field. Like, it's just so effortless. Now, there was good blocking there. You know, when I think of quarterbacks sometimes like that perform like Jaden Daniels, you look at the numbers, I'm like, well, what if they put the other guy in there? What would he have been able to do? I think the passing, like if you'd put Jeff Driscoll back there, it would have been similar. So he wasn't asked to do that much. It was quick. Three-step drop, boom.
Right.
Get rid of the ball, 5-yard gain.
Yeah, but I think he has better ball placement than Driscoll. I like Driscoll.
Okay, I said so. I mean,
I think some of those passes wouldn't have been completed.
Maybe. But the running is what's going to separate him.
I keep going back.
That's a weapon. I mean, that's
a huge weapon.
That's a huge weapon for any quarterback who can do that.
I keep going back to the Hard Knocks where Dable's sitting there in that meeting. And they're asking, does anybody want to trade up for Jaden? He goes, oh, yeah. Like, right away.
Yeah.
Like, that made a huge impression on me.
Also, the pass to Bates, it reminded me of the RG3 years, where RG3 would run that fake run, pull the ball out, and just make an easy pass. Boom, first down. Like, I remember so many times he would do that because the linebackers – come up.
He's basically making
because
one
they have
and then the tight end's wide
running,
open in the middle. Yeah.
And then boom. And that, I think they called it, I hadn't heard that term, a pop pass. Mm-hmm. Okay. He threw pop pass. But and it was a little low. Good catch by Bates there.
What was so impressive.
It was a good gain.
And it doesn't show up in the stats is all the different looks that Miami was giving him in the preseason. So they had different guys in the box, different guys blitzing, and he was picking it up, and he was calling it out, and he was telling B-Rob, you got this guy, he's hot. Like, it's very impressive. His knowledge is just as impressive as his arm, quick release, and accuracy.
Probably helped that he practiced against him, too.
I'm sure it helped a little bit.
Practice. Yeah.
But I think also just him playing 5 years of college football helped.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
And playing at a super high level the last few years.
Also helped he didn't have to go against Jalen Ramsey.
That's true. And a lot of other starters.
Jimmy in Fairfax, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are you happy where you're at? I'm pretty freaking happy where we are offensively. I have some questions defensively, no doubt. Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call. Listen, by the way, I don't think I've ever called into a radio station before, but, and full disclosure, I'm a Giants fan, but
yeah.
I gotta take you guys to task. Are you really evaluating Daniel Jones 9 months off of an ACL surgery in preseason?
A little bit.
Is that where it's at right now?
A little bit.
Why can't we evaluate him? His head coach is evaluating him.
Coach is evaluating him because he's been damaged goods because he's had the snot beaten out of him because that offensive line has been a seed.
Yeah, but it's decision making.
Well, I'm not just
nobody to throw it to.
I'm not just evaluating him over the preseason.
And finally, after 5 years, drafted him a legitimate wide receiver. That guy's had no one to throw the ball to. In 5 years, he's had the dregs of society to throw the ball to. Saquon Barkley was the most talented player they had on offense.
That is
and
true.
He was injured half the time.
That is true.
Now, if your quarterback has got no offensive line and nobody to throw it to, like you talk about Sam Howell last year, Sam Howell had no offensive line, but a lot of the critics said that he also ran into his sacks. But
right.
Sam Howell had wide receivers and tight ends to throw the ball to. Daniel Jones didn't have an offensive line, and he had no weapons. No weapons. People were laughing, saying that other teams' second and third wide receivers would start on the Giants. That's how bad they were offensively. And by the way, you've got their old offensive line coach who had a lot of injuries last year, but, man, they're already saying this year that the offensive line for the Giants, it's preseason, but they look like a cohesive unit. So they got a chance to be halfway decent.
Jones, so you're not discouraged.
I think Daniel Jones is going to be an issue. I don't care if it's because of the injury or not.
Rusty coming off an ACL, absolutely.
He's going to be an issue.
I wouldn't judge it off of game two of the preseason. Oh, by the way, who's he going against? The Houston Texans, which will probably be in the AFC Championship this year, going against the Kansas City Chiefs. So
I'm telling you.
I wouldn't knock it. If Jones is this bad in game 6 and 7 of the regular season, well, then the Giants will just cut him loose at the end of the year.
Okay, that's fair, but you can't say that we can't have an opinion and have a judgment on him. When the head coach, I'm going to read you the quotes from the head coach. Tough to win a game when you turn the ball over 5 times. Start with that. So, one, decision back in our end zone.
Did he turn the ball over 5 times?
No,
one-on-one.
He turned it over twice.
And I'll give him credit. He had a good pass to neighbors.
The first one was a bad decision. The second one was a jump ball. That the cornerback.
It's a bad decision, though, for a guy as experienced as him. I mean, it had nothing to do with his ACL.
9 months. First time on the field in 9 months. You don't think that counts for something.
But Jason has a history.
He's got a history of it. And you can say it's because there was no offensive line.
In the first 2 years, he cut down to. Why did he get the contract then 2 years ago?
Because they were desperate and they had no other direction to go.
No. Because
that's exactly why. And it was risky.
He had a very good year that year.
He had a good year, and that was Daboll's first year in the offensive system. Last year.
It wasn't that good of a year. I mean, he didn't. How many touchdowns did he throw? 15?
Here's what you're going to say. You're going to go, oh, he only threw 16 touchdowns. Again, who is he throwing the ball to? He's had to work with Jim Nagy, who is the executive senior assistant of the Reese's Pro Bowl, said nobody's had more less to work with than Daniel Jones. Had to do more with less.
All right, we got it. I got it.
I can't believe you're such a...
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I can't believe you're such a Daniel Jones fan.
No, I'm telling you. This. Remember, I've been alluding to this for several years.
Yeah.
New Yorkers... There's a strong contingent that believe in Daniel Jones. There's a strong contingent.
I don't know why.
The coach believes in him and the GM believes in him, But I'm telling you, the fans, there's a strong contingent.
Will you text Vinny, tell him to call in? Because yeah. I want to see if he's still on the Daniel Jones train as well.
It actually reminds me of the Sam Howell contingent that they're the contingent.
I think he's got two-a-days
until they're not. You know what I mean? They're defending their guy until they don't, so they can get better.
Yeah, look.
You know what? I'm going to text you his number.
I'll put money on it that they go in a different direction at quarterback than Daniel Jones next year.
I'd put
money on that.
I just didn't like the
and
decision.
Losing Barkley is good. Yeah, you add neighbors, okay? But losing Barkley's huge for them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's go to John.
Neighbors did make
and don't
great
tell
catch.
Me that Jones is only a bad quarterback throwing picks because he had no receivers to throw to. That's such BS. I mean, he's got 40 interceptions. It's not just because he has no receivers. It's because he makes bad decisions. That's what he does. And he's proven that over 5 years. 60 games. Don't blame it on the fact that you got no receivers. That's absurd.
How about that?
All right, let's go to John in Herndon, 800-636-1067. John, what's up, buddy?
Well, I was going to call about our preseason, but I can't resist the chance to beat up on Giants fans. I mean, that was an abysmal performance. And, you know, it's wonderful seeing the Hard Knocks off-season show where you see the angst that they had right. with letting Sharkeen Mark make the market. So just putting that aside. But for me, I'm a lifelong fan. And, you know, I've called him before. I bought seasons the day after the deal closed. I'm in for the long haul. This is a management team, a front office, a coaching staff that's all moving in the right direction. I'm happy as hell with the number two pick. I'm happy as hell that we've picked up Jeremy. I'm looking forward to the season. So I'm happy with the season and preseason and the two games to date.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye. All right.
I just hope this optimism remains. They lose to the Buccaneers in week one.
People aren't going to give up on the season after 1 week.
No.
We usually give up around week six or seven.
Week five or six.
But I don't think that's going to happen with Jaden. This is going to be in RG3's, in the best year we've had in a decade, or two decades, we started out 3-6.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In fact, is that the year that Shanny went into evaluation mode and all of a sudden they turned it around? I can't quite remember. I think it is.
I think so.
Remember, he had the press conference at 3-6, and he said we're in evaluation mode, and you know, whatever, and everyone went crazy, and then they went on the run. So we got to hang in there. The first few weeks might be tough. I think we're going to be fine, but they might go south. But we can't give up on this team in like week 5 or 6 like we have in the past.
I know. I'm just saying, as a radio host, I would hope they at least go 2-2 in the first 4 and don't start off 0-4, because then people start the old same old skins deal.
I know. But remember, it was last year when we were like, we won our first couple, but they were like squeakers and they were awkward. Do you remember? Wasn't it last season when we just had a couple? They were just like, they weren't impressive wins, but we got dubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't really matter record. It matters how do we look. Are we going to play an exciting brand of football? Are we going to score points? Are we going to make plays? And I think that we're going to make our share of plays. I don't know if we're going to win the games, but I think it's going to be a much more exciting brand of football than what we've seen.
Then we saw
2-0 start last year.
Of course.
2-0 start last year.
Right. But they were dicey. They were like unimpressive.
Cardinals barely.
They were unimpressive.
Broncos barely.
Yes. So it doesn't matter if we win or not. What matters is we need to, you know, look good.
I like to stack W's, though.
I know.
And I think that people are expecting wins. They're not going to just expect.
No, I want it to be exciting, first and foremost.
But I think that you're expecting wins. Because a lot of people
think
they can
games.
Be one of those teams that didn't make the playoffs last year, that make it this year.
I think we could.
Remember,
we could
coming up at 9 o'clock, Ian O'Connor is going to join us. He has the book about Aaron Rodgers and his family called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Junk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.